I'm Talking, Episode 1 for April 22nd, 2018. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on topics that have piqued my interest over the past week. Before I start, I want to thank my family for their support in this endeavor, and a special thank you to my son, who created the podcast artwork and the intro and outro music that you'll hear on this episode. This week, I'm going to be talking about history across a number of different topics. While I'm not much of a history buff and never really liked history during my educational time, I do recognize that it is important. I see that history can show us truth and can be a guide as we take paths forward across different areas of our lives. History is something that we cannot take for granted, that we need to stand on and learn from, and often not repeat. So I'll be looking across a number of different topics, including sports, technology, personal stories, and my faith. The first topic I'm going to address is that of the NBA and basketball, as the playoffs have started this week, and I'm looking forward to those games. I also recognize the importance of the history of that sport. As I was thinking about some of my favorite players from the Lakers, and Kobe Bryant being the most recent, I understand that his grasp of the NBA history is one reason why I appreciate his talent. He knows the players that came before him. He knows what they did so that he could perform at the level that he was able to perform at and make the money that he makes. He recognizes that people paved the way for him to be the player that he became. And I appreciate those professional athletes across all different sports who recognize the importance of the history of their sport, the importance of the people who played before them, and the ones who know what that history looks like. As we look at the playoffs, we see teams moving forward who have learned from past mistakes, who are maturing in the playoff picture as they face the struggles of what is the most difficult part of the NBA season as games come fast and furious. We see young players learning from their past and from their history to become better players and understand what it takes to be successful in the playoffs. I appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing which teams have learned from their past and come out of this on top. The next topic I want to talk about is the HomePod. The HomePod has been in the news quite a bit as of late, as people are pontificating on its success as a product, looking at the sales numbers and trying to decide if Apple is happy with its performance in this area. Apple has not directly addressed this issue, and I have not found anything in writing that indicates how they feel about the sale of the HomePod. So we don't know from them if they think this product has been successful or not. The one thing that I would keep in mind is the history of Apple products. It's often difficult in the midst of a brand new product to know if it's going to be a success or not. Many times Apple provides a product that people don't think they need, they don't think they want, or they don't think is necessary, or the market already has something that's better. Only as we move forward and are able to look into Apple's past do we see their vision for that product and recognize the genius often of their plan for the product and how they intended its growth over time. We may find that to be true with the HomePod as well. I would not be too quick to judge this early in its life the success or failure of this particular product that Apple has produced. Editorially, I own a HomePod and am extremely happy with its performance in my Apple environment. All of my home automated products, all of my technology products are all Apple. I live in that environment. So the HomePod has worked very well for me. I enjoy the music. I enjoy Apple Music on it. I enjoy talking to it to control the lights in my house. And Siri performs exactly as I expect her to if she is female. I understand there are limitations and that there are things that Siri could do better, and I have no argument with that. However, I also recognize that there's a lot of power in the A8 chip, and software and firmware updates should be coming from Apple that will improve the performance of Siri over time. I look forward to seeing how Apple produces more performance out of this product in the future. The next topic I want to talk about is biblical history. As you are aware, my faith in God is very important to me as a person and how I live my life. Biblical history is often ignored, and many Christians find themselves spending way more time in the New Testament than in the Old Testament. That is not uncommon, as the New Testament is the new law and where we learn most about the future that God has planned for us. However, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, history is important and we can learn from the past as well. What we see from biblical history is that there are discussions of real places, real people, real events in time. And so we can recognize the truth of God's word through comparisons with what was going on in the rest of the world at that time. We see talks of pharaohs, of Roman emperors, and those types of people that are real people with the same names in history books as they are in the Bible. We can learn from this history of what it looks like when God's hand is working throughout world events. We build a foundational knowledge of who God is when we look at his actions through the past. Not only our own past as Christians, but also the biblical past of those who of those who came before us, great prophets and leaders and people that God spoke directly to. And we have that foundational knowledge that allows us to understand who God is as we move forward in our walk with him. We see demonstrations of God's hand and his working in the events of our immediate past, in the events of the biblical past, and then we can recognize his work as we move forward in our everyday lives. The idea there is to be present with God so that we can see his hand in the things that we do today. And the only way to recognize that is to learn from the past, build on the foundation of his word, and move forward from there. Our future then becomes a path that we take based on the foundation of the biblical history that we learn and that we study. So biblical history is very important as Christians for us to move forward properly, walking with God and increasing our understanding of him. The last topic I want to tackle in this episode is that of a personal journal. If we all agree that history is important, then maybe recording our own history is important as well. I've been keeping a personal journal in the Day One app for the past 4 years, and I find it entertaining, challenging, and direction-giving when I read the entries over the last 4 years of my life. I see times of happiness, times of success, times of failure, times with tears, and it's a joy to be able to share that with my family and to see events that occurred over the past 4 years that I feel were important enough to record. That history helps as I move forward to think about how I want to live my life, how I want people to picture me as a person and as an individual and as someone who follows God. I think that I would challenge everyone to take an opportunity and create a personal journal in whatever application they feel fits their needs. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.